Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Do you remember all the fake drama not that many weeks ago over the federal government approaching its self-imposed debt ceiling? As I told you, this has happened more than 100 times over the past century, with Congress every single time voting to raise the limit. As you know now, a compromise was reached to allow the federal government to go further into debt. But what you may not realize is that there is a huge loophole in the compromise that allows even higher budget deficits for the next 18 months. This time, instead of increasing the debt ceiling by a specific dollar amount, the politicians and bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. eliminated the ceiling altogether, so long as the higher debt is incurred before January 2025. The Federal Reserve and Treasury have already taken actions to increase federal government debt by hundreds of billions of dollars in the past 5 weeks. This additional borrowing is already having significant negative impact on the American economy. It will get even worse in the months to come. First, to borrow this much money, the government is being forced to pay a higher interest rate, meaning that interest costs that are already the third largest government expenditure are rising even higher. Higher interest costs also increase budget deficits. That also means that there are fewer funds available for the private sector to borrow to create new jobs. Unfortunately, as private sector businesses also have to pay higher interest rates, that reduces profits that otherwise could be used to create new jobs. Are you even aware that most new small and medium business borrowings now carry an interest rate of 9 to 13%? How much higher will they be a couple months from now? That also means that consumers will be seeing higher interest rates on their credit card debt and new borrowings to purchase homes, vehicles, and other major assets. The average new mortgage payment today is more than 50% higher than it was at the beginning of last year. That means less funds available for other purchases. When the government borrows, people suffer. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.